It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Very interesting back and forth with Najee after the game. He had a great game. We came up with an interesting comparison, Bob, and I would throw in another name to how Najee sort of handles the media. Feels like his general demeanor is reminiscent of Tom Barrasso. And I would add Barry Bonds, too, in that the commonality there is that they're extremely combative with the media, take even compliments to be insults, and, you know, which is fine. They can do whatever they want, but it's reminiscent of those two, except for this. Barrasso and Barry Bonds were great. Najee's not. He had a great game yesterday, but those two guys were elite at their positions in their sport, and Najee is not. That's to me the difference, but he does remind me of them in that way. And they probably all three take that sort of attitude onto the field. You know what I mean? It's hard to step off the field and just let it go.
It definitely fuels them.
Yeah.
For what they're trying to do. But I think they should be understanding of the situation at hand. It's not a lot of those questions that are met as compliments and they twist them. And Barrasso was good at it. I always respected Tom, a very smart, well thought out, articulate person, but he would sometimes get a little agitated with how you phrase something. And instead of answering the question, he would take it, twist it, and what are you trying to
don't
get?
Don't I know? And yeah. So is Najee. That's the interesting thing, is that like Barrasso, he's keenly insightful, very well spoken about how certain plays unfold. Like, you'd love to sit down and talk with those guys for an hour about the game. But they also have that chip on their shoulder where, again, even the compliments they hear as insults. They do. I mean, Saunders started his question about diving in from the five saying it was pretty impressive, and immediately that became a problem.
Yeah. What do you question me? I could do anything I wanted to. No, the question was, when do you know it's appropriate to do it, especially when you stretch out like that?
Yeah.
Boy, if he had added to that question, Saunders, and said, "Yeah, what would have happened if that ball got into the end zone because you put it out there?" It would have been a touchdown.
I remember, yeah. It's always interesting talking to these guys in locker rooms. I don't go in there anymore. You know, the players, they don't want people in the NFL locker rooms anymore anyway. A lot of it is sanitized these days. It's City Hall covering City Hall. You get the teams covering themselves. The interviews are more closely managed. All of that, you rarely see any more really juicy one-on-one interviews anyway, Bob. So I'm not going back in there anytime soon. I really don't want to. I don't see much of an advantage to it.
Yeah, and you know, back in the day when we used to go in there and you could go to anybody at any time, ask a question, no.
Steelers locker room has always been great to go in, or was always great to go into.
I think
it's not that hard, by the way, no. Bob. I had Ron Francis tell me once, I thanked him for an interview. He said, "Joe, the locker room's open for 20 minutes. I tell you guys what I think you want to hear, and then I have the rest of the day. I don't think of it. It's 20 minutes. Yeah. It's not that hard." That's why a lot of these guys, it's like, is it really that hard? Is it really that hard to say, hey, I could jump in from the 20, Alan Saunders, if I wanted to? That was a fun play. It was a great play. I loved it, man. Yeah, I could probably go from the 10 if I wanted, you know. But everything becomes a problem. And again, that's fine. It's interesting. It's more interesting than sanitized quotes, I can tell you that. But it shouldn't be, it shouldn't be that hard, that difficult. But, as Francis said, the door's open for 20 minutes. I tell you what you want to hear and you can leave.
It's easier just to do it and be done with it as opposed to trying to hide from it. And then people keep searching you out. George Pickens, that was the first time I believe he spoke after a game all year, maybe. Again, here's the thing. Again, it's just how things have changed. Back in the day, you can go in there, and if you wanted to get somebody repeatedly, day after day, most guys were receptive of that. Sidney Crosby still does it every single day. He talks before and after the game. He understands that's part of the role, and I think that's where it starts. You have to understand that what you're doing is actually speaking on behalf of a public. They want to know what happened on a certain play. They want to know what you're thinking. They buy all your uniform jerseys for that reason. They're fans of yours. They want to hear from you. And now it's a designated day. Everyone has 5 minutes on this day and this day only, and that's it. So, for those of us who've been around a long time, that's not the way that we used to do it. And I used to like it better when it was just, hey, there's a conversation. And you were held accountable for things you said or didn't say.
I will say this, though, again, and that is that I think that Najee is a highly intense guy. And this is way better than going in there and getting sanitized BS quotes. That's why I always, a guy like Jim Boeheim, was I a big fan of Jim Boeheim? I thought Jim Boeheim was a jerk. But you know what? I'd rather go into a news conference and cover that than I would what you hear from almost all coaches these days, which is nothing. They're all afraid to say anything. So I'll take that over the alternative any day. Let's go to the lines on Najee. 928-9370, Pet Fest 24, presented by Subaru, is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. Event runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, and get photos with Santa. Stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. For more information, go to 937thefan.com.
Well, let's start with Nick in Sacramento, Joe.
What's up, Nick?
Joe, I love your guys' show. Love you guys, what you do on X and all that stuff. And I, every week I have to wake up to you guys because it fires me up for work. Just like this Najee Harris situation. I love the way Najee brings the intensity. I will take a guy over Najee, over a Pickens in that locker room to be a leader any day. I don't care if he sits there and he wants to be angry when he talks. When he hurdles over people, when he knocks people down, when he's out there running like he did yesterday. Okay, yeah, I know the averages and the stats are down. But the thing is, with that offensive line he's been working with, and yes, it's on him as well. He owns up to everything he does. He's not out there driving to an airport with another teammate, getting high in a parking lot with a smoke full of marijuana. He's not out there doing things, making mistakes in the public, okay? He cares about the community.
He's not out there doing the stuff Ben did when he was young in the league, right?
Exactly. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I just love – but you keep saying intensity, Joe, it makes me intense in a great way. And I love how you're bringing it up. And, Bob, I understand what you're saying about the question being complimentary. But let's be honest. These locker rooms, like you just said, and you kind of hit it, and I'm not trying to repeat it, but I agree with you. They are very sanitized. I got friends out here working in media for the Sacramento Kings, and all it is they want to coddle and protect these players. And then these players want to protect themselves. But Najee, hey, he's speaking up for himself. I don't think he's being disrespectful to anybody. I just think he wants the people to know that, hey, I'm out here to win. I have a team behind me. Yesterday didn't happen just because of me. Yesterday wasn't all about him. He was talking about his team. He was talking about how he didn't get there because it wasn't just him. I mean, I'll tell you, look, this guy is a Steeler. He is a Steeler football player. He is a wrecking ball. He is a guy that I want on my team. He might average 3.7, 3.8.
Would you sign him to a long-term deal? Because the bottom line is, how good of a running back is he? Would you have given him a fifth year? Because the Steelers didn't.
Well, I would give him a fifth year. Why not give him a fifth year? Now, I'm not saying, I mean, long-term, I don't know. But the Steelers, the Pirates, the Penguins, we don't give people long-term money. If we do, it turns into a player that is gone anyway because they do something outrageous. But Najee deserves something. I don't know what that financial stem would be. I don't know what that branch or all the branches he's going to get. But if he leaves Pittsburgh and he goes somewhere else, let me tell you, he's not done. He has at least 2 or 3 years left. I'd give him like a 2-year deal. Simply, if he can agree to it, I bet you he takes it. He's a humble man. He came from Antioch, California. If you saw where he grew up and where he came from, ask him one day. Ask him that in the media. Ask him where he came from and what was brought down an hour from my house, where he grew up. If you drive there, he kind of grew up like in a Pittsburgh-type city.
No doubt. The guy's overcome a ton. And again, I love his running style, and I'll take those media sessions over the sanitized ones, Bob. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, no, I largely comments today are the same. I mean, it's the same kind of stuff you get. And it gets frustrating listening to it, but it is what it is. So that's the way it goes. I appreciate his candor, but I just would advise, man, when you have a good day, enjoy it. And don't let people who are trying to compliment you with what you've done twist it into something that it's an attack on what you didn't do the week before.
Well, I will say this. When you're asked, you know, today you looked quicker and faster, that could be read as, well, they're being critical of me. But I think...
But it's true.
It is true.
I mean, yeah, it's an observation. Obviously, the Steelers had to make some observation before they decided to turn down the option. They made observations, too. It's part of what you do. All I'm saying is there's a way to handle that and say, well, you know, I just don't have... And he explained it in the answer after he was a little miffed by the question.
It's tough.
All you got to do is say, I had opportunities in an open field. It's hard for me to get those sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
Without it coming off as sounding insulting. It'd be like somebody, you know... It'd be like asking somebody who's a 60% free throw shooter who had a good night, like, why tonight? You haven't made them all year. You can't hear that question as anything but, well, you're criticizing what I've done all year. But as you said, it's fair.
Yeah.
It's a fair question. How you looked faster, hit the hole faster, had some breakaway runs.
If he had phrased it by saying, hey, you look like you hit another gear today.
Yeah.
Would have gotten the same response maybe?
Probably.
Was there another gear that you hadn't been able to get to?
Yeah. I think it probably would have gotten the same response. Verizon, the official 5G network of the Pittsburgh Steelers, is treating deserving veterans to lunch with Cam Hayward. Head to a Verizon store by October 20th to nominate a vet. No purchase necessary. 18 plus to enter. Visit lunchwithcamhaywardfromverizon.com for details. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19. Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. One more on Najee. Go ahead, Wonder Twin.
Well, let's go to Cordell in Oakmont.
What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I get that you're saying that you're kind of annoyed by how he answers questions, but at the same time, you guys just spent how much time talking about how
I was entertained by the way he answers questions, and it beats the sanitized version of answers every single time.
Yeah, I agree. He's real. But also to compare him to Barry Bonds and Tom Barrasso is a little bit crushing to his character, because I've heard you folks in the media compare those two guys to, I've heard people call Barry Bonds the worst human being they've ever met.
Yeah, I wasn't comparing him to Barry Bonds, the human being off the field, their demeanor in the locker room, how they can even interpret a compliment as an insult, and how they're combative. Very simple. I cover Tom Barrasso day to day. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, good for you. I personally would have picked up his fifth-year option and been done with him. That's fine. But it also says a little bit about the culture of the team when you're not rewarding this guy with a fifth year. So he does everything well. He does everything right. By all means, he's a good team leader. And as far as his yards per carry, how many times does he get hit in the backfield? And it's amazing that he doesn't fumble because he barely gets the handoff at
times. Wait, so you would sign him to a long-term deal?
No, I would have picked up his fifth-year option and then let him become a free agent. I think the cost was minimal, and he's a running back, and that's just kind of the world that the NFL is. You don't keep guys that aren't Christian McCaffrey or some of these other guys that catch a bunch of passes. But to not pick up his fifth year, I think it was $6-7 million?
I think it was
something higher than that. They also took away his captaincy after a year.
Well, they like to put the quarterbacks in there. You know, Mitch Trubisky was a captain, so I don't put a lot of stock.
I do, because they've had two captains for many years, guys like Pouncey. And when a guy is considered such a leader that he gets the captaincy, was he a rookie, I think, or his second year? I think that's interesting that he then gets it taken away. Maybe that's just me.
I don't think they take it away. They just gave it to somebody else. That's not taking it away.
He had it.
Being captains. Most teams have their quarterback being a captain, whether they in two of the past 3 years, their captain quarterback has been benched.
He had a captaincy, and then what is that?
What?
Did you get that in your
yeah,
ear,
I got
Bob?
In my ear too, yeah.
Are you getting that in your ear, Limits?
Oh, that goes over to your ears too?
Yeah.
I quickly pressed the air button from the pre-delay button. I'm sorry, I didn't know that
one.
No,
that's okay.
But that was just mine.
It was twice that happened. I don't know, Bob, if I have something and then I no longer have it, I think it got taken away. Call me crazy on that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the case. That's how it was.
And we know Tomlin makes the ultimate call on the captains, by the way.
Yeah, and I think and what he's saying is fine. He is a guy who gives it his all. He plays high. I respect all of that. I said when we started this conversation, he is reliable. He does not fumble. He does what he has to do, but he's better served not getting 30 carries. That's what he is. He's better. It's more with less, I think. When you give him 30 carries and expect him to, you know, average 4 yards a carry, you may not get that on this team. I think it's better when you have a guy like Jaylen Warren complimenting him. They're better served with both guys. So that's just the way I look at it. It's not intended to take anything away from him.
So the Twitter poll that I had out, I like when the guy said, good for me, by the way, when I said I covered Barrasso all those years.
Comparison there is that Tom twisted an innocent question and turn it into something that it wasn't, and I think he does the same thing.
It's amazing and very interesting to hear from people how they hear things. In whatever mode you're listening, you can watch us on YouTube, by the way. That guy heard us comparing him to Barrasso and Bonds, generally speaking, as a human being, where I thought it was very clear that their manner with the media, whether you like it or not like it, to me is very similar. And not necessarily a horrible thing.
No, it's just their personality that you're seeing. This is how everything is perceived in their world. And that's okay. Except, you know, it gets to a point where it's like, okay, you had a good day. Enjoy the good day. There's no need to try to super analyze or break down a question that's intended to compliment you. That's all I took from that.
Who should start against the Jets at quarterback? The Twitter poll I put out, 610 votes in an hour. Justin Fields crushes Russell Wilson on that, Bob. I'm not saying that's scientific, but that's 600 people who presumably watch the Steelers a lot. Almost 52% to 29%. And then no way Mulsey made 9 threes came in with 20% of the vote. But Fields, he may still be the people's choice here.
He is until he isn't. You know, and that's how quarterback play goes in the NFL. If next week against the Jets they start out and those turnover-worthy plays actually turn into turnovers and they're down and he doesn't have it, things will change. Because I agree with what you said at the beginning. I think there's a close decision being made here, and it could be week to week based on how performances go, given how this is in the AFC North. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.